Welcome to the Women's Forum, a forum where we look at issues affecting women, hosted by Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. Today we are going to be looking at some of the initiatives that have been taken by women rights activists throughout the country to show their outrage at the recent stripping of a woman at a taxi rank in Harare, which was filmed and circulated on social media. Yesterday, the Women's Coalition of Zimbabwe met in Harare and had a press conference to look at some of the ways to reduce the harassment of women. We have the pleasure of speaking to one of the participants at the press conference, Ms. Tariro Makanga, the spokeswoman of SAFAIDS. Welcome to the Women's Forum, Ms. Makanga.
Thank you so much.
Take us through some of the initiatives that are being taken by women's organizations.
Yesterday, we actually saw women's organizations organized by the Women's Coalition coming together and really saying, as women, let's meet. We had messages of support, we had solidarity messages from different organizations. We even had organizations like Padare Men's Forum, which represents men, also coming in and castigating the abuse that women in Zimbabwe are facing. And at that meeting, the message was quite clear. Women were saying, enough is enough. We had one time where women were being stripped. There was a miniskirt march that was organized on Orange Day. They even went at those bus terminuses, working with even the Ministry of Women's Affairs and women's organizations to conscientize those touts in terms of the importance of valuing a woman. But we are seeing that those efforts have not yielded much. Yesterday, people were actually saying, we have had enough, we have experienced enough, and we have talked enough. Now this is time for action. And people were saying, this is now time for action. Yesterday, we read in the newspapers where the police were saying, now we are swooping in. We want the woman who was abused to come forward to the police. Even yesterday at the press conference, we had other members who were coming in to say they have people who are willing to put in resources to ensure that this woman is assisted, to ensure this issue is resolved. So as a result, we're actually seeing that because of the actions that women are taking and women saying we want to actually work together with the police, we're not going to let them just say, yes, we are taking action. But we're also going to say with our law enforcement agents, we want to work with them so that we ensure that these perpetrators are brought to book. So now we have said this is now time for us to take action. And definitely Zimbabwe is going to see us taking action. And I'm sure you can actually hear from my voice. Because from yesterday up to today, we are still angry as women. This is something that is not acceptable, and we cannot just let it lie low.
What action can just an ordinary woman out there take to stop this harassment of women that we have seen escalating throughout this year?
We live in a very patriarchal society, and most of the time, if a woman is just whistled at, what usually happens is we tend to withdraw. And what we are telling women is to say, if it's at the bus rank and we see one of us being abused, let's go and even confront those guys. Let's engage in dialogue. We had one person who was actually giving a testimony yesterday saying she experienced the same thing as she was coming out of a salon. But the fact that she stood up to the guys when they started whistling at her, calling her, hey, is it red? Hey, what you are wearing? You're wearing a short skirt. And then she stood up and said, what is wrong with what I'm wearing? Confronted those guys. And, you know, they went back into their shells. So we are saying to women, when that happens to you, as a woman who's next, instead of joining these guys in terms of castigating another woman just because they are wearing something short according to who, we are saying this is the time that we need even to confront those guys. Because those guys, you know, they what gives them that courage is the fact that we actually don't stand up for ourselves. If every woman had actually taken that time to then say, if they are jeering at us, we jeer back at them, that would stop. So we are saying to women that that time of withdrawing into and allowing men to trample over us, it should stop now. And we are saying, no, if they whistle at us, we whistle back at them. We are not talking about promoting lawlessness, but we are saying as women, we want to stand up for our rights. We want to stand up for what is good for us, and we cannot allow people to trample down on us.
Thank you very much, Ms. Tariro Makanga, the spokesperson of SAFAIDS, for having been our guest on the Women's Forum.